Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This came off the desk of Bob Owens yesterday. There's this writer, I guess. Actually, she's a psychology professor, but she decided to write for NPR. Her name is Tanya Lambroso. And she made the following claim about Australia's gun laws. And the whole thing is factually incorrect. But anyway, it's beside the point. She said last year President Obama suggested that the U.S. follow Australia's example by adopting a strict gun ban on semi-automatic and automatic weapons, and then said Australia hasn't had a mass shooting since it enacted the legislation in 1996. Obama's been calling for that this year. And that's also not true about what's happening in Australia. Like, there's no gun crime at all in Australia now. And Bob Owens quickly jumped on it on Twitter. Coming on his Twitter feed, he sent to Tanya, "You may want to check your facts at NPR. Australia has indeed had mass shootings since their huge handgun law." And Lombroso then asked for evidence. She said, "Can you point me to a reference for that?" And he provided it. Seven shot at the Monash University shooting in 2002, seven shot in Hectorville siege in 2011, five killed Hunt family in 2014. At Monash, seven people were shot, two fatally, by a murderous student who was armed with multiple handguns. All six handguns were acquired legally. The attacker was later determined to be mentally ill. The Hectorville siege that saw seven people shot, three fatally, was conducted with a shotgun that was legal under Australian law. The attacker in this incident was also found to be mentally ill. The Hunt family murders were likewise carried out with a legally owned shotgun. The murderer in this instance was thought to be highly stressed due to his wife's head injury. Lombroso's response at this point was to shift goalposts. She sent in a tweet to Bob Owens, "Thanks, but hoping for something more formal, e.g. analysis in reliable source with clear statement of what constitutes a mass shooting." Bob Owens responded, "So I gave you not one, not two, but three mass shootings from AU post Port Arthur, going to pretend they didn't happen?" And she goes silent at that point. Before that, she was saying, "I need to know what constitutes a mass shooting." You're the one that got out there and just said there haven't been any since Port Arthur was, since the Port Arthur gun ban happened. So don't you know, Tanya? Here we have a psychology professor who probably looked into this and found out that out of these three mass shootings that he provided information on, two of them were by crazy people. So apparently she thinks that she can lie And NPR is going to let her get away with it, and the listenership of NPR is going to let her get away with it, just to further the agenda. Which, you know, in the gun control agenda, isn't this sort of the modus operandi? I don't know. Then, of course, there's Adam Parker, father of Allison Parker. He's out there on the trail again, and he's going to make gun control the focus of his life's work right after he buys a gun. I don't know which periodical this is coming out of. The father of slain TV reporter Allison Parker says he thinks he will have to buy a gun now, that he has decided to be an outspoken advocate for tougher gun laws. Adam Parker made the remarks Friday outside the station where his daughter worked. He said he currently doesn't own a gun, but believes he will now have to buy one because his mission will be tougher gun laws. He says background checks should be done on people who buy weapons at gun shows. You can't help but feel sorry for the guy because he's clearly reeling over the loss of his daughter. He doesn't seem to be aware of the fact that he believes that firearms have a obvious defensive role in society. He's proving our point as he contradicts himself. He's sadly misguided in his belief that he's facing any sort of threat for his new and convoluted gun control views. There have been precisely zero instances of gun control supporters being murdered for their views by gun rights activists. There have been 262 million people murdered by people who favored gun control in the 20th century, however. And he would also likely be surprised to discover that background checks are already required nationwide for firearms purchased from an FFL holder. That would be primarily 99% of the people you'll find at a gun show, Mr. Parker. Barbara Parker, mother of slain reporter Allison Parker, says that your natural right to armed self-defense enshrined in the Bill of Rights is only a perceived right. There are people out there whose minds will never change. She said, if you are a parent, if you are a mother, if you have children, how can you look your child in the eye and say we are willing to allow you to be collateral damage in order to keep what some people perceive to be their constitutional rights? If we as a society are willing to accept that, what kind of society are we? We're a society that has learned by example. We have decided we will not be laid waste by government tyranny. Or a criminal conspiracy. We have the ability to fight because we have the ability to think. We know that if we're going to fight, that we have to train to fight, and then that gives us, the capability of defeating both tyranny and aggression because we retain a right to human self-defense. And that illusion of temporary safety, which is sadly what a lot of you out there in the non-gun-owning world live in, is simply an illusion. Walk around and say, well, this is the 21st century. Surely we've gone beyond that. Don't pay attention to what's going on around you. Pay attention to your mobile phone only. Hope nothing ever happens to you. I really do. I don't want anything to ever happen to you. However, that didn't work out too well last week because people were not paying attention to anything that was going on around them. There was nothing they could have done to fight him, but they could have disrupted his plan if they'd only looked up. They never had a chance. They never had a chance. Do you want to be in a position to never have a chance? That's my question. Do you want to be totally, totally existing at the convenience of a crazy, of a thug, of an assailant? Is that the way you want to roll? Now, while Mr. Parker's going to go out and buy a gun, he doesn't think the rest of you should. So he's thinking he's more, he's better than you. He's thinking he's better than you because he's going to be coming after gun control. So he'll need a gun for that because we're all crazy, don't you say? We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. What we saw last week in Roanoke was a culmination of a couple of things that one has been encouraged and the other has been ignored. The thing that has been encouraged in this nation, as far as with technology and everything else, with Twitter, with Facebook, is rampant narcissism. And believe me, we all have it in us. But, I mean, there's some people out there that are absolutely convinced that they are famous and adored and wanted and have fans, not because and not for any other reason than they just think it. It's not based on anything they've achieved. We saw this with this Vester Flanagan guy. He so much believed in himself that he wrote a manifesto as if that was all right, that was all we needed to understand what was going on with this guy as he GoPro'd his murder. Because he was so convinced that he was the man that he was pretty sure that uploading a video of him shooting innocent people would be huge. And he wanted the fame. This was going to also help him with the fame. People were going to understand. People are going to remember Vester Flanagan. Yeah, they are. He sent his manifesto to WDBJ-TV. There you find a list of grievances and mad intentions. And this is where he exhibits the classic signs of what psychologist Eric Fromm labeled malignant narcissism. He wrote a book called The Heart of Man, describes a malignant narcissist as someone who says, I am great because of some quality I have, and not because of something I achieve. I do not need to be related to anyone or anything. I do not need to make any effort. He goes on to say that such a person who has achieved nothing will find it difficult to appreciate the achievements of others, and thus he will be forced to isolate himself increasingly in narcissistic splendor. What do we do with this? This has to be put in the category. This has to be looked at as something that can lead, I guess in some cases, to a mental health issue. Being pathetic is not a crime in and of itself, of course, but and putting a law out there to deal with that would be like removing a freckle with a shotgun. It's a little too blunt. The solution here has to do with our culture. And if we were to do something about our culture, it would work out very well, but it's going to be really hard to do it because then we have to have people voluntarily doing something within the culture. we live in a nation today where our young people are being raised, and if they play sports and they come in dead last, they get a trophy. There are no winners or losers anymore. There are only people who have tried. Self-esteem has become an accomplishment now. It's become an accomplishment in and of itself. There is no I in team. There is an I in victory, and that's the point of everything. Not trying to be superb, not trying to excel. And perfection is a very lethal pursuit sometimes, but trying to be the best that you can be and trying to achieve that is always a victory. So it's no wonder in this context that a narcissist would feel pain when the world doesn't show them the adulation they were told they have the right to expect. This is what happens when these guys get out into the real world. After they've been given their participation trophies and they've never competed in a spelling bee where somebody won and somebody lost, and they've never, do they even keep score at college? You know, all that stuff. If adults would announce on the first day of school and many days afterward that the justification for feeling good about ourselves comes with how much we've made the world better for our having lived in it, this would show each student how to accomplish this. Some people have this ingrained in them. Some people do not. The other point here is that, you know, and you got to be sort of cautious with this because I don't want to blame the victim here. But just as the National Transportation Safety Board and pilots go over the details of an airplane crash, we who would carry a gun for self-defense need to consider what happens in a real incident. This does not mean that we will guarantee our own survival, but the reasonable goal is to improve the odds. The video that Flanagan put up is 58 seconds long. He approaches Adam Ward, the photographer, holding the heavy television camera from behind, but in full view of the reporter and the woman she's interviewing. He then pulls out his pistol, points it at Parker, and mumbles the B word and lowers the weapon while moving around the back of Ward, only to return and shoot. The time from the beginning of the video to the first shot is 40 seconds. If you read the reports correctly, the attacker is someone known to both his victims as a disgruntled employee. And there is something to be said about there's probably nothing that could have been done here. However, nobody was aware of anything. And the victims here, they were doing their jobs. They didn't deserve to be shot. And what they or any of us could do in a particular case is anyone's guess. Okay? But as a rule, walking around in public with headphones plastered to our ears and our gazes locked on our telephones is a very bad idea. If you're simply looking at what's going on around you all the time, if you hear somebody coming up, the reason you go take a remote spot like they were doing for the filming is because it's remote and nobody's going to come up on you. That's why they were doing it early in the morning. That's why they were up high. That's why they had that nice panoramic view. Nobody saw him coming. Nobody looked up. Nobody felt anything. Nobody felt any sense when he was pointing the gun at Allison Parker. She didn't sense that. Unlike the false dichotomy, that's pushed by the gun control advocates who would say, you're going to be safer if we take them all the way. We as gun carriers know that nothing is certain. And everything that we can do to take a step to make the odds better, that's what we should be doing. So, this will happen again because it's being glorified. We will see this happen again. Don't let you be the one it happens to. Be aware. Stay aware. It's boring. It's worth doing. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, what I'm about to tell you about, this is actually very good news. One of the problems that I have had for the longest time with anybody that gets out there and says, I'm conservative, and I have a blog, a website, a radio show, I'm conservative. When it comes to the Second Amendment, there's a lot of information that they just simply don't know. They'll get out there and say, I'm for the Second Amendment. Yeah, why? What's this stat? What's that stat? Yeah, you have to have that sort of evidence ready to go, because they will come at you when, if you're in a debate on national television, you can come off looking like a fool. I mean, I have done it more than once to liberals. You know, Tom Hartman thought he had me cornered, and I just beat him off with a bowling pin with facts that he didn't know where they are. So, this is coming from, coming out of AmmoLand.com. They're talking about where the White House immediately shifted into exploitation mode with what happened in Roanoke, as they do all the time, because they're going to try to push that raw emotion, which never seems to work. It didn't work in Sandy Hook. It didn't work. It hasn't worked since then. So anyway, but you know, the solution, everybody knows the solution isn't going to solve the issue. So the National Review, Charles W. Cook has actually taken the time to go out. And the reason I point this out is because most people that are conservative don't listen to a show like mine. They don't go to a website like Ammo Land or Bearing Arms or, you know, any of these other gun news, gun politics blogs out there. So they don't know details about things. Charles W. Cook has gotten out there and he's bringing out stuff that everybody knows. Well, everybody on my side of the argument knows, but the general conservative person wouldn't look at. He came out with a timely reminder when all of this exploitation began that, the nation as a whole is getting safer and less violent. Has been doing that for 20 years. He noted that the U.S. firearm homicide rate peaked in 1993 and has fallen ever since. He points out that 88% of the public are unaware of the favorable crime trends in a May 7, 2013 Pew Research Center poll. He attributes this knowledge gap in part to the increasing prevalence of the round-the-clock news and the more powerful forms of social media. The fact that he is recognizing this means that maybe some of these yahoos that are out there that claim to be politicians or something will take a look at this, or their staffs will. And some of the things that we hammer home on a regular basis will make it to them, because apparently some of them are not listening to us, okay? Some of them are not listening to us. And he notices one other thing. I see all the time where somebody will get out there, and in the interest of having some ratings, a gun control, pro-gun debate is always very feisty. So they'll get out there, and Fox News does this. Fox News will do this. They'll get somebody out there from the Violence Policy Center or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence or the Brady Campaign and let them get out there and say, uncorrected, all kinds of stupid, unfactual things, non-facts. You know, they'll just let them spew them out there. They are part and parcel of the problem. To allow that to get out into the open means that some people hear it, even though it may be refuted later in the conversation. Some people hear it and begin to believe this is what it is. And it is no accident on a gun control advocate's part to try to mislead, because data does not favor their position. Now, there was a PR firm that was hired to produce a gun control messaging guide that advises always focus on emotional and value-driven arguments about gun violence, not the political food fight in Washington or wonky statistics. They're wonky because they don't go along with their narrative. It also counsels advocates to act quickly after a highly publicized event while emotions are at their highest. As for the facts, gun control advocates are told, don't wait for them. Instead, the clearest course is to advance our core message about preventing gun violence independent of facts that may shift on us over time. Now, what are some examples of somebody not waiting on facts? The D.C. Naval Yard shooting. Mike Lupica, the New York Daily News. When that happened, they published a story saying that another AR-15 had been used at the D.C. Naval Yard. Had it on the cover of their little newspaper. Except that Mike Lupica, because he's not a gun person and knows nothing about the military, didn't understand a couple things. One, Aaron Alexis never had an AR-15. He never had an AR-15. Two, he was on a military post, so there would be no AR-15s on the military post unless somebody brought one with him. Because on a military post, they have full dressed out M4s and M16s. Select fire, you know, fully automatic assault rifles, not AR-15s, which is not an assault rifle. It is a semi-automatic rifle. Works the same way as my dad used to have this tube-fired semi-automatic 22. Works the same way except for the way the ammunition is fed. Same thing. Same principle. New York Daily News got up there and printed this without knowing what the facts were, because the AR-15, we've got to go after the AR-15. Even though rifles of any type are only attributed to about 300 shootings per year, and that number is going down. Rifles of any, long guns of any type, shotguns, rifles, anything. AR-15s, very, you know, banning them, if you were to ban them, it's not even statistical. Nothing happens as far as crime is concerned if that happens. More to the point, in this particular instance, in Roanoke, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, while they were still chasing the guy around to try to bring him down before he botched his suicide, used it Wednesday to call for expanded background checks. Before the fact emerged that the suspect had passed a background check. And, you know, that's not good. It makes you look like a buffoon, gun grabbers. It does. Maybe you need to rethink that strategy. That whole emotional thing is very... The problem you have is you've been using the emotional thing, and facts that come back, you know, it's like when the waves come in, the waves go out, and the beaches expose them. The facts are the exposed beach. You can try to cover that up with emotion, but eventually that water will recede, and then we get to look at it. And we find out how stupid you were and how much we either think you're stupid or you're liars. And, I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily want either one of those making policy decisions. So, so your solutions prove themselves to be wrong. Sorry. So it's good news that some of the actual general talkers are getting some of this information out. This means that it will continue to disseminate outwards. It's a good thing. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
KadeArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KadeArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I've got to tell you, I've had it up to the tops, I mean, up to my forehead, and I shaved my head, so I got an awful lot of forehead. I've had it up to there. Recently, we saw where in the, with Planned Parenthood, that they were going to try to go after the people releasing these videos they had made, these undercover videos of them letting the truth get out. They were going to weaponize government to go after people for blowing the whistle, which is completely 180 degrees away from what they should be doing. But that's all beside the point. I'll play your stupid game with you. Okay, liberals? I'll play your stupid game. I want to see a law against irresponsible speech. I want to see that as a crime. I want to see the news cleaned up. I want to see all agendas banned from anybody claiming to be a news agency. If they want to start running editorials, then fine, run editorials. But don't get out there telling me it's the news. The news would actually be a very boring thing. You know, it'd just be somebody getting it. Today, somebody was shot. Then later, you know, the Mighty Ducks, they played a hockey game. You know, it would be quite boring. We keep getting told that our laws and our rights need updating, don't you think? We keep getting told the founders had no idea what would happen with guns. Do you think the founders... Now, guns existed in the time of our founders. You know, they existed as a thing. There was no electronic age. How could they possibly have envisioned the electronic age where lies and misinformation can be spread so quick? So rapidly. What's the harm in requiring a media person to submit their material to a government truth censor for examination and approval before broadcast? Doesn't have to be government. I'm sure that we could give it to the Media Research Center. Dan Gaynor could do a good job with it. Delays could not be more than a few minutes because there is a database of just about everything out there. Thank you, NSA. So we know, actually, we have these things to bounce things off of and say, well, is this accurate? No, it does not appear to be so. Facts incorrectly reported and other misinformation would then be corrected before dissemination if it was still put out there without the caveat that this is an editorial, this is simply my opinion, which would be perfectly still legal, then there should be some sort of, penalty for them. Imagine the problems that could be solved with this. Imagine the human misery that would thus be alleviated. Why, the black American race might quit trying to abort themselves out of existence if only some truth could come out about certain things that have been done. Let's start from here and work our way back and work our way going forward. We don't want the uneducated and the corrupt and the crude freely spreading this prevarication, do we? We don't want the lies out there, do we? And these new restraints, you know what they are? Do you want to know what these new restraints would be? They would simply be common sense. They would be common sense. We need to make toxic association a crime, too. Like Hillary Clinton, she should not be able to have Huma Abedin working for her. Barack Obama should not be allowed to have Valerie Jarrett working for her. For him, rather. I don't even know if it matters. That shouldn't be allowed. Do you want to know why? Because they're Islamic Iranian sympathizers. They have ties to these groups. They park planes in buildings, blow up cafes where people are having coffee, put guys in a cage and drop them in the water with GoPros next to them so we can watch them drown. Those guys. Then some of the conspiracies would go away, and along with it, some of the violence that they claim is driven by the conspiracy, which they sort of spur on. So much disorder and rioting would be prevented. Ferguson would never have happened. You know what else we could do? We could require everybody to get a permit before traveling. Because a lot of these people are traveling to these places to bring more misery to the locale. And then they leave after everything's smoking. They show up and some of them expect to be paid. And then maybe then this whole, let's just codify all of the things that the liberals and big government has said we've got to do to you. Let's just codify it right now. Why have an expectation of privacy? I know they're intercepting this show. They're intercepting this video feed. They've intercepted the text messages I may have sent today, the emails I've sent today. They've intercepted everything else. Just codify it. Codify it all. Go ahead and get my communications, whether it's electronic or face-to-face. Because what am I? I'm not trying to hide everything. Government has a right to know where you go, whom you associate with, communicate what you're thinking, what's being said, even in prayer. The government has a right to know about who is talking with whom and about what without any sort of limitation, don't they? They're the ones that come at us with common sense. Common sense, I want you on. Anyone to know why I want some of this common sense? I want them to go ahead and go full Monty on us. I'm tired of this incremental nonsense. Go do what your secret liberal, power-grabbing, tyrannical heart wants you to do. Please. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the incrementalism. I'm tired of the blindness. I'm tired of the stupidity of the low info people. I'm tired of all of it. I'm ready to go. I'm ready, I don't see you, federal government, shrinking. I don't see you getting any smaller. I don't see you getting constitutional. I know where the reset is. It was put there by Jefferson. Jefferson expected it. I'm good with that. I am okay with it. I'm not afraid of it. I've never been afraid of it, except now I'm beginning to believe that there's certain things out there that just aren't ever going to happen. They're not going to happen in my time. They're not going to happen in my children's time. And my children are my responsibility. So this makes it my responsibility also to try to do something about it. So go ahead and go full blown, please. Because there's a measured response that's going to come from that. And when it happens, you will have done it. It'll be something you can't even help yourselves with this. I am cultured. I am constrained. I am law-abiding. I'm not a beast, despite what you may say I am. But at the same time, I understand reality. And reality, the indications of reality right now from you are your common sense proposals. They're tyranny. They are tyranny. And I get it. I get exactly what you're about. I get exactly what you think. I understand it all. So understand that I understand. And now I'm begging you to go full blown, please. I'm not going to be, you know, it's not going to be all of us. I know that. That's fine. If it's nothing but the veterans, I'm good with that. Because some of us look at this nation today and we cry. And I am one of them. I cry about this nation and what it has become. It is so far away from the oath I took that I'm ready and itching for them to go full blown. I dare ya. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.